Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kozora. Adding depth has certainly been the Pittsburgh Steelers' focus in many areas this season. Offensive line, most notably, but they're deeper and stronger at tight end, wide receiver, and most recently, outside linebacker with the addition of Marcus Golden. Depth is good. Depth is important. But there's one note that should come attached with it. Depth can also only be so good. Ideally, you want perfect players as next man up, to be 2 deep, 3 deep, to protect yourself against any worst-case scenario. The reality is, though, that's hard to do everywhere. You only have so much money, so much capital, and some players choose the chance to compete somewhere over the depth role. You can't just wave a magic wand and get starting caliber players to come sign in Pittsburgh to be backups. It's hard to get a stud pass rusher to sit behind TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith. It's why you turn to a 32-year-old Golden who clearly was not getting starting chances anymore. Depth, it's about picking your spots, what's most important in the NFL and to your team. Build depth at quarterback so one injury does not completely derail your season. Build it along the O-line because finding quality top to bottom there is so scarce, so when you can add, you better do it. Build it at outside linebacker because of how vital that is to the Steelers' defensive success. TJ Watt's injury was proof of that last year. Pittsburgh's depth is not perfect across the board. It's a little thin at running back, an inside linebacker, among others, but there will be more chances to add before Week 1 kicks off. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.